Well, happy Sabbath. Yeah, I hope you had a great Sabbath school class. And I wanted to tell a story from the Bible. Yeah, and there's a part, I really love this story. There's a part in it, and I wonder why. So as I tell this story, maybe keep in mind that why does this happen? Okay? And you might have heard this story before. So this story, it's about King Nebuchadnezzar. Any of you anyone here named Nebuchadnezzar? Anyone? Yeah? Wow. All right. So I've never heard someone name that. But anyway, this story, it involves the King Nebuchadnezzar, who's really the most powerful man in the world. He's the head of Babylon, which is a world power. And so he's so powerful, and he's very proud. He's a very proud man. So he decides to do what? He decides to build a golden statue. The statue is about 60 cubits. It says 60 cubits high by 6 cubits wide. 60 cubits, 90 feet. So it's higher than the ceiling. It would bust through the ceiling. And he decided to make it out of solid gold. And he said, let's put this in the plains of a place called Dura. And so we're going to bring everyone together. All the governors, all the counselors, all the treasurers, magistrates, judges, everyone, all the officials of the provinces. Let's bring them to this plain so that they can worship this golden image. So then they decide and they get everyone together, all the administrators, the judges, the magistrates, counselors, treasurers, everyone they bring to this plain. Then they have a herald come out. This is kind of the musician for the king. And he calls out and he says, everyone here. He actually says, hear ye, hear ye. Everyone here, all you administrators, judges, magistrates, all the officials, when you hear the music, when you hear the horns, the harps, and the flutes, everyone is to fall down and worship the image. So then they begin to play the music. Can you imagine what the music might sound like? I was thinking about that. I thought maybe it sounds something like this. So everybody's listening and they hear that. And what happens? They all start to bow down. I probably should stop it. So they all bow down. And they bow down. Then these Chaldeans, they come over to the king. These are like kind of counselors for the king. They say, excuse me, king, did you not make a decree? You know what a decree is? That's a law. Did you not make a law that everyone is to come here? And when they hear the music playing, they're to bow down and worship this image that you made? Yeah, actually, I did make that law. And anyone who doesn't, they're going to be thrown in the fiery furnace. And think about that. You have this huge golden image, then you have this furnace that is right by it. So everyone can see that furnace. And the king said, yeah, that was the law. And then the Chaldean said, look over there. There's these young Jewish men. I believe their names are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so there's this sea of people, and they're all sitting down. Or they're all bowed down. You can only see their backs. But then there's three guys that they can see, and they didn't bow down. They were standing up. And the problem with that is everyone could see them. Well, the king was upset. Actually, he was really upset. Bring them to me. And so they bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to the king. That's right. And then He said, "Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, maybe you didn't understand. See, when you hear the music, the horns, the flutes, the harps, you know, and all kinds of music, see, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to bow down and worship. So if you do that, everything's going to be okay. Now, also part of the law is if you don't, then you're going to get thrown into the fiery furnace. So let's go ahead and let's start the music. Horns, please, let's start playing." And you know what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did? They said, "King, we have no need to even answer you in this matter." And the king was like, "Well, hold on. Who's going to deliver you out of my hands? What God can deliver you out of my hands?" And I'm thinking about that. Here's this golden image. It is gold. It's shiny. It's nice to look at. Everyone else is doing it. What would it hurt? Maybe they should just fall down. And I mean, what's the alternative? They're going to get thrown into a fiery furnace, and that's not going to work out well for them. But they won't do it. Why? Why won't they do it? You make a good point. There's somewhere, I think I know where that might be. You know where that might be? Let me hold on just one second. I think you might have a point. Oh, where is it? Good point. Look what this says. Yep, right there. Boom. You're right. That's exactly right. And it says, "And God spoke all these words." God spoke all these words. He said, "You shall not bow down to any images." And it goes on and it says, "But I show mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments." That's why they did it. That's why they even said, "King, we don't even need to answer you in this matter. There's no reason to even answer. It's already set in stone. We are not going to bow down to your image, and we're not going to worship your God." And of course, the king, he was enraged, and he said, "Bind them up. Are you kidding me? Bind them up and throw them in the fire. In fact, let's heat it up 7 times hotter. So they heated it up 7 times hotter. In fact, the guards that threw them in the fire, it was so hot that it killed the guards. And then they were thrown in there, and it was like, this is done. Story's over. Kings, at least the other people will learn a lesson from these 3 guys. Over. And he turned and looked kind of satisfied, but then he looked and up. And he kind of looked down, and he's, how many people were thrown in the fire? 3. That's not what I see in there. I see 4 in there. In fact, one of them looks like the Son of God. So he creeps closer to it. He's, "Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, come out of the fire." They come out of the fire, and there's not a mark on them. All the people had gathered, and they were a witness to the living God. And that's what King Nebuchadnezzar is like, a eureka moment. He said, "Praise be to the Most High God, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who delivered his servants." And then he made a decree. He said, "I make a decree, a law right now, that no one is to speak evil against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." Let's have a word of prayer. Let me pray for you guys. Also, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray for these children, that you protect them, that you guide them. Lord, you know the life that they're leading. I feel your spirit in them. Lord, I pray that you protect them. You know this life, the struggles that they will face. Lord, I pray that you help them to have wisdom and help them to have courage. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for the church in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear God, thank you today. Thank you for the blessing and to bless us to me. Amen. Dear God, thank you today. Thank you for the love of Jesus. Please help us. Please help us in loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.